Right now, we're going to see if we can help George out. Charles is in Georgia with a few things they want to talk to us about Front Porch. Charles, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, tell us about what you have in mind here. I appreciate you sending a couple pictures here, and you're contemplating a roof over, and I don't know if that's the front or the back of the house. I guess that's the front of the house, isn't it?
Well, that's the front. The history behind that porch is that we used to have a handicap ramp, and unfortunately, a gentleman that was putting flyers on mailboxes got out of his car and left it in drive, and it took off and drove across 3 yards and slammed right into our ramp and destroyed it.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I'm glad you weren't sitting. So, I'm glad you weren't taking an afternoon nap on the front porch.
It just missed my new F-150 by a foot.
Wow.
And but so anyway, then I found out the bad side of that is that when it's an automobile involved, the insurance will not cover 100%.
Oh.
They look at it and they say, well, here's your adjusted payment, because seeing it was not auto insurance, you only get what they determine the value to be.
My God.
Not an exact. Yeah.
Well, we could spend the rest of the show talking about that kind of situation, because I always feel like, I mean, first of all, you did nothing wrong, and the person that caused the damage, it's only right for them to make you whole, and that is to...
Oh, you would think.
Yeah, I know.
You would think.
I know. But anyway, I hate that that happened, tell us your thoughts on this this front porch.
Well, I took the funds that they provided and bought the materials and built the front porch myself.
Okay.
And so now the wife wants something to cover it up.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, well, I can't afford to attach to the roof to come out. That would, and so the only thing I was thinking of is either getting something like a sunsetter that would attach right underneath the eaves, and then just pull it out when she's out there and the sun's out. Because during the summer, or this past summer, it was 90 degrees every day until winter hit, and the sun is bearing straight down on that porch, and that composite material, which gets pretty darn hot in the sunshine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the composite decking. Yeah, you're right, Charles. It does get pretty warm.
Yep. So I was looking at all different options of putting it up, but now a sunsetter is about $3,000.
Right,
to
right.
Put up there, and I was curious if you guys had any other options that might make it more affordable.
Well, this is kind of the classic example of something that needs to be functional but also aesthetically pleasing, because especially since it's on the front of the house, I would be a little concerned with the retractable type awning, and though it can retract back to a fairly small package, it still would be to me a little distracting on the front of the house. Yes, very functional. When you need it, it's there. When you don't, it retracts back. But I would even though it would be a lot more expensive, I have done a number of porches like this where I would set posts out on the edge of the porch and build back into the roof and go ahead and put a shingled roof on and just kind of make a statement there, make it a focal point of the front of the house. And another thing that you can do with it is you can actually go back and remove that beam, and then where your brick wall is, extend it straight up and create a large vaulted area under the roof. And what happens there, a lot of times when you create those higher areas in a roof, that hot air will rise up into there and not affect you as much down where you're getting the breeze. Now, again, that's a lot more expensive, but I would be concerned with anything that is somewhat flat or somewhat temporary, in terms of how
taking
it looks.
Taking away from the look.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Joe, what do you think on that? Any ideas, Joe?
Yeah, Charles, looking at these photographs, ordinarily the easiest thing to do if you're going to build a solid structure is to tuck it up under the eave of the house. And this way the rain would run off of your existing roof onto the new roof of the porch and drain off. But your home, this ranch home, is relatively low where the eave is. And to come off of there under it and then pitch it, you know, I'm afraid you might be a little low and that would be trapping a lot of heat.
It's 9 feet out.
Yeah.
And seven and a half feet up.
Right. And of course you want it to be pitched, but if you pitch it too much, you're gonna coming up that ramp, you're gonna be clipping your head on it. So other than the only other thing I thought of is they do make these sail cloths, which are pretty affordable. And, you know, you just put them up. They're basically permanent and you can take them down in the winter, I guess. They don't retract though, just to offer shade, at least even if it's temporary, that would provide your wife some shade during this coming summer. And it would be pretty affordable and they come in lots of different sizes and colors. So you could check those out as well.
Yeah. Well, as it is, even when the middle of the summer, if you sit in the, I have a porch swing and a couple of rockers.
Those
actually sit in the shade area. You're not actually sitting in the sun. It's just you're gathering
under the eave,
heat.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, you're gathering the heat from the composite material as it's reflecting the heat back up at you. So, and we have a couple of dogs. So they love to go out there, but they're dancing if it's in the middle of the summer because it's too hot for their paws.
Right, right.
So I try to come up with something to just cover it up during the summer.
That actually seems very entertaining, though, if you're sitting there and
dancing
maybe
dogs,
in a nice chair and the dogs are dancing. I mean, you got to get the right music going. And, that would entertain you many a summer day there, I think.
Yeah, it would have to be some banjos and.
Oh boy, well that's pretty good. Well, the sailcloth idea is a pretty good idea because you can put two hooks up on the fascia board and one out, on the railing, and be able to have that. And it's something that you could just unhook and fold up in a little box. That might be an option. But hopefully, we've been able to share with you a couple different ways that you can go here.
Sure.
All right.
I'll explore that. Do some drawings and sketch it out. See how it looks.
All right, Charles. Well, thanks so much for being
with
us and certainly hope you have a great week and a great weekend. Yeah, there's a lot of different ways. I always think that when you're on the front of the house, you have to take it a little slower and really think about it and, maybe do a little bumping around on the internet on what your house would look like with a particular roof. But it's really hard to put something temporary or low pitch on the front of your house. As I mentioned, you almost have to just commit and make a bit of a statement with it, whether it be a gable roof that's open or gable roof with a nice front on it, hip roof, a lot of different ways that you can go. And we're certainly always happy to offer a few options and a few opinions on the best way to go. That's what we do.